Fred Film Radio, Festival de Cannes, France.
Angela Cherry, Fred Film Radio from the Cannes Festival here at the Kensington Beach with Ali Cherry, the director of The Dam. Good afternoon.
Hello, good afternoon.
Ali, you are not a pure film director, you're an artist. You have many other, your hands work on many other issues. How does your artistry involve and was influential to your making this film?
I'm not sure if I make this very clear distinction between a filmmaker and an artist, but it's true. I come from visual arts. I work a lot with moving image, with video installations, but also sculpture and drawings as well. So that's where I'm coming from. That's the baggage I'm bringing to cinema. And especially with the film that I made, it's really part of a larger project with also installation and sculptural pieces. So the film is inscribed in larger work.
How did you come up with this story? I mean, why do you want us to tell this specific story about this dam, about this man who is working and along, away from his family, and he has this additional, this side dream of creating this sculpture?
So the film is shot on this brickyard near the dam, the Marawi Dam on the Nile. And the film looks at this, works with the tension between something that's really anchored in a socio-economic and political reality. When the film, we see the workers are part of an economic production process. There's the boss that give them their salary. They're producing bricks to be sold. There's the political aspect that arrived to them through the radio. We hear about the news of what's happening, the beginning of the uprising and the revolution of Sudan that happened in Sudan, that started in Khartoum. And Maher seemed the only brickmaker that has a plan, that has a project. He seems the only one that is trying to break from this condition, this living condition, this political condition. And the film looks at this tension between political, economic reality and the power of imagination, and the power of imagination as a political tool for change. And I really look into this project how oppressive regimes like the dictatorship of Omar al-Bashir, but also at least in the Arab region, all these regimes, that the first thing they do, they sort of colonize our imagery. They colonize the space of the imagination, that we are unable to imagine a world where they do not exist, or how the world would be if they did not exist. So what Maher does is, through his imagination, he creates the possibility of a different world. And just the possibility makes it a political plan of creating change. So first we have to even be possible to imagine in order to start changing.
And actually, he is the only one who has, like, who seems to be touched with what's happening outside that desert, that beautiful, by the way, beautifully shot desert. And do you think that the situation of solitude and of eradication from his own country, from his own life, was a push for him to be that sensitive?
I mean, for one of the questions for me is the question of trauma. And when I speak of these landscapes of violence, the construction of the dam was a very violent construction. It's considered one of the most destructive projects in the world, for the environment, but also for local population. People lost their houses, their home, villages, entire lands were inundated to create the artificial reservoir. So there is a sense of déracinement.
Eradication.
Yeah, eradication. There's someone who lost this sense of being anchored in his land. And maybe that's what helps him taking this motorbike, in these scenes on the motorbike, where all of a sudden there's speed. All the film happens quite slow pace. And the moments of speed is when he takes his motorbike, when we feel like he takes the wind to go to this other place. I think losing also his anchor gave him maybe wings to fly.
Yeah. How did you work with the actor? Because his performance is really, really intense. And he he performs mostly with his face and body, not many words, but his expressions are astounding.
So Maher is not a professional actor. I mean, everyone in the film plays their own role. There's no professional actors. The brick makers are actually the brick makers. The owner of the brickyard is the owner. The nurse in the infirmary is actually a nurse. So that was very important for me because I think the history, their history is inscribed in our bodies. I wanted people whose gestures are not playing a role, but really holding the history that the of the work they do. And for me, Maher had this intensity. That's why, I mean, I chose Maher, but Maher also chose me. Because when I first arrived to the brickyard and told them that I'm working on this film and started working to the brickmakers, it's Maher who told me I want to be in the film. Like, I love to act. He said he loves film and his dream was to be in a film. Well, he loves action films. I don't think I really fulfilled definitely his dream. He loves Jackie Chan and James Bond. So not exactly the film, but yeah. So I think he was in a way receptive to this experience, and I knew what I could ask from him and what I could not. That's why also I couldn't ask from them to deliver long monologue or text, because it's not natural. That's not what they do. They're not people talkative. So I was respectful to the nature of the place, but also of people, how they are. Most of the film is written from things that I saw there, from observation. Most of the things we see in the film are things that I saw there. And I saw in Maher this intensity in the gaze. And he has a face that speaks a lot. And that also he has a face that captures the light and captures the colors around. And he has a really like magnificent presence. If you film him in the desert, his face takes all these colors of the desert. When we're near the water, it becomes a bit, has reflection of blue because he has a reflective skin. And I found this really fascinating. Like he's a continuation of the environment.
How was his involvement? I mean, he is and all the other non-actors' involvement in the film, in the creation of the film, inside the script. And
yeah, I mean, everything. I mean, this we've been talking about this with Maher. Everything that I asked him to do are things that he would do. So that's why he says it was easy for him to play in the film, because it's all these gestures or everything that happened in the film are things familiar to him and are coming from him actually. So working with him was, the film was written observing his life and his way of being, the way he moves. So that's why I think it's a really collaborative work. That's why it was very important for me that Maher is here today in Cannes for the premiere of the film with me, because I really think there was a relationship of trust that was built between us. And like everyone made a step towards the other, and we met into the space of this film. And I think that's what makes it work as non-professional actor delivering this kind of intensity.
Yeah, you're right, because his identity is there, and the identity is himself. So, and we feel that. We totally believe in him and what he does. Well, thank you very much. Thanks a lot to Ali Cherry, the director of The Dam from the Kenzen at the Cannes Film Festival. I'm Angela Cherry for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.